It is time once again for Making a Splash here on 97.9 The Hill, speaking with our friends over at Goldfish Swim School, who bring us this segment on the first Friday of each month. We're always happy to have their team members by to share some family swim safety tips, special events, and other exciting promotions happening around the swim school. A really fun part of being a Goldfish member is working towards the competitive team, which is called Swim Force. Absolutely love the name of that. And joining me today in the studio to talk a little bit more about Swim Force and many other things happening around Goldfish is the general manager of the Chapel Hill location, Megan Sweeten. Megan, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. I'm enjoying the warm pool when it is so cold outside today.
I was going to say, I bet it's kind of a shock sometimes, but also very welcome to go into work during the winter because you go from, you know, very, very chilly days outside to your temperature regulated pools and
summer
buildings.
Summer year round.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we're talking about competitive sports and the swim team this time around. So to start off, what are some things that you believe parents should be considering before having their child make a leap into competitive sports?
The big thing I would say is just the commitment of going into a competitive sport. So helping your child understand that they are making a commitment to their team's going to count on them, and holding them accountable to that. Like, you know, everybody tries some sports and maybe doesn't love it right away. Just reminding them that they committed to this sport, they committed to that team, and helping them see it through. Parents are also making a really big commitment when they let their child or when they join a competitive sport with their child. You know, the child needs to be at every practice, so making sure they have a way to and from practice, maybe being down to carpool some other kiddos, and provide snacks when necessary. So parents are going to lose some weekends at tournaments. They're also making a commitment, and that's a big aspect. So commitment and accountability are two really big things that people want to consider before making that leap into competitive sports.
Absolutely. And the swim school, we know, is teaching kids the basics of getting comfortable in the water, learning how to swim. And we know that sports kind of add some additional stuff into that, too. It's as you guys say at Goldfish, it's not just the basics of learning how to swim. It's also confidence in the pool, confidence in trying new things. And we know that sports do that in their way with kind of the mentality that you can develop as an athlete. So how do you think that kind of bring some importance into people's lives outside of the pool?
Yeah, so I mean, learning accountability is going to be really important. It's going to help you for the rest of your life. Learning how to be a team member and play well on a team. There's a lot of things, and this helps you like become the best version of yourself. So like time management, how to manage all those different aspects like school, sports, friendships, everything like that. And then just reminding it's not about winning and losing or being better than everybody else. It's about becoming the best version of yourself to help your team. And, you know, it just builds a really great foundation for skills that are going to be really helpful in the rest of your life.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You mentioned parents before, and I've got to say I was lucky enough that my parents were incredibly supportive in terms of getting me to sports practices and not necessarily pushing me into sports that I didn't want to do, but always making sure that I had whatever I needed in terms of resources. And if I wanted to do something, they were happy to go along. What are some other ways and what are some other pieces of advice that you have for parents who are looking to really help their child's personal growth and development when it comes to joining a sport or joining a competitive team?
Just remembering that not all of the moments are going to be like bright and cheery. You know, there's not everybody's going to be a winner all the time. So helping talk their child through those lows of a competitive sport and understanding their feelings and helping empathize with those, not kind of just pushing it to the side. So being as prepared for the happy moments as the sad moments in sports is a really important thing for parents to think about when they're getting into this whole new world.
We're speaking with Megan Sweeten, the general manager of Goldfish Swim School here in Chapel Hill. As always, Making a Splash is brought to us by Goldfish Swim School, and you can check out their website at goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill. Now, we're talking about joining competitive sports and joining competitive swimming specifically, and that's because you guys have the Swim Force swim team. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, it is one of my favorite things at Goldfish because after you pass our final level, our Pro 2 level in our regular classes, you can be invited to our Swim Force. It's like a low commitment into the basics of competitive swimming because we want kids to really foster a love for this sport. So this one, we practice once a week. We are, it's a small team, so we can really like help each individual swimmer, and we hold really fun events. My favorite event at Goldfish is our swim meets, so once a quarter. Our next one is actually coming up in a couple weeks. We get to cheer as loud as possible. We get to track our students' progress over time, because that's the big goal with swimming, is shaving off those seconds. So we get to cheer and support each other, and then this is just that setting the foundation for future competitive sports. So we love to have fun with it, and I love watching the kids from their first day of swim sports, which can be kind of intimidating, to their final lap in their final swim meet when they're aging out or moving on to their first big competitive swim team.
Well, that sounds like an absolute blast to me. You would have sold me back when I was a kid, because I always loved that aspect of swimming. In addition to these meets, these competitions, what are some other perks that Swim Force offers? Is there any other special reasons that people would want to get involved in that?
I think just the preparation for the future in swimming is the big benefit of that. This is low commitment, so like we're not asking parents to donate a ton of time and resources. It's once a week for an hour. We provide a lot of feedback on how to improve their students, and we just have a lot of fun. And then the kids get to build their confidence. That first day of Swim Force is usually pretty rough, like I said. Working with the parents to help stick through it, and watching the kids' confidence grow and grow and grow. It's just the best part. I love it so much. So,
yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned earlier, it helps them transition for true competitive programs too. So there's the benefit of, hey, they're getting some pretty early training, not just learning the basics in the pool, but really setting the foundation to get to go on to compete at bigger, better, I mean, like actual places like, where they can compete.
It makes the world of difference when they understand like what the coaches are saying, how meets run, and it's a low stress environment to start it at Goldfish, because we're still Goldfish. We're going to have a great time, and we always wrap up with a game or a funny race. Dog paddle races are my favorite ones. They have to like dog paddle and bark across the pool.
My gosh.
Like, we always have fun with our, like, it's just a low stress environment for kids to start learning the fundamentals of swim teams.
I was going to say, swimming is a really neat sport. I can't say I've ever heard of dog paddling races before. I don't know if that is quite as neat as a sport, but it does sound like it would be fun to watch at the very least.
Yeah, swimming is an interesting sport because it's a team sport, but it's also an individual sport too. Like you really have to be your best self to help your team. So it's a cool sport.
We're speaking with Megan Sweeten, the general manager of Goldfish Swim School here in Chapel Hill. They are, of course, bringing us this segment, Making a Splash. And we've got to begin to wrap up here, Megan, but we're getting into the holiday season. People looking for creative gifts or interesting gifts. Certainly makes sense that Goldfish might have something available for people to keep in mind as we get closer and closer to the winter months.
We do. So our holiday packages just went on sale a few days ago. They are selling so fast. I'm one of those aunts that does not buy toys for my nephews. I buy them some sort of experience, or I pay for some of their lessons. So this is a great gift for aunts like me or grandparents who would like to give the gift of an experience. And there's no better experience than learning to swim, in my opinion. So we have different packages for different budgets or levels of commitment. We have a 2, 4, or 6 month option, and it's available for new or existing members.
Well, yeah, that all sounds great. And again, the place to go find out more information, goldfishswimschool.com/chapel-hill. You can also search Goldfish Swim School Chapel Hill on Facebook and Instagram to stay up with everything that is happening over at Goldfish. Always have a great time hearing from you guys when you join each month for Making a Splash. So Megan Sweeten, welcome back, and hope you guys have a good rest of your month. We'll see you guys in December.
Thank you.
It is 3:42 here on 97.9 The Hill. Going to take a quick break, but when we come back, another look at traffic and weather together, as well as our events calendar.